The fear of the unknown is just called the life experience of being a human.
Oh.
There's two experiences. It's called stay in your house, do the same thing, resent everyone around you, and really not love your life. Or experience the unknown, be in some pain, go through it.
Yeah.
Really, really hate what comes with it sometimes, accept it, and then be happy on the other side, and then do it again. Welcome to the Earn Your Happy podcast. I'm Lori Harder, founder of The Bliss Project, three-time fitness world champion, fitness expert, and cover model turned self-love junkie, lifestyle entrepreneur, and author. Each week, I'll bring you a guest or a thought that will help you bust through your fears, connect to your soul, and get focused and clear so you can elevate your life, business, and relationships. We don't wait until we're ready for someone to tell us we're good enough. We take what we want and we anoint ourselves. Get ready to earn, own, and unapologetically rock your happiness every single day. Are you with me? Here we go. Oh, welcome back to another episode of Questionably Awesome, Evans.
Hi, Lori.
Hey, Evans. What is this about? What is this podcast about?
It's really cool because we do different subjects each week now.
We do. I'm loving that. That is helping so much.
Me too.
So we do different subjects every single week. We answer questions. And this is definitely a podcast where we want you to have your funny bone out.
Get your funny bone out.
Yeah, get that funny bone out.
What do you think a funny bone looks like?
Probably quite funny.
Your elbow?
I don't know. You know, I kind of want to say it looks like Slimy the Inchworm, but
there it is. There it is.
So I was talking about, and right away you see what type of episode this is. So if you're new to this episode, you know, we really pray that you have got a burning question that you want to deliver. Yep. And that's the only thing burning.
Yeah, not anything else.
So guys, you know, I was just talking to Chris yesterday.
Yes.
Can I talk like a robot?
What did he say? Was something burning?
Nothing was burning.
Okay, except his love for you.
That was definitely on fuego. But we were talking about Sesame Street and I was like talking about Slimy the Worm.
Yeah.
I don't know if it was an inchworm or what. And he was like, who was Slimy? And I was like, did you even watch it?
Wait, I don't know if I know who Slimy
is. You've got to be shitting me right now.
On Sesame Street.
Yes. And I think he was always with either, he was either with Grover or the Grouch.
That makes sense because he's hanging out by the trash can.
Yes. He was my he was one of my favorite characters, which I don't know what that says about me as a child.
The Worm on Sesame Street.
Yes. Be careful what images come up. I don't know.
Slimy the Worm. He's a Muppet character.
Oh, he's a Muppet. No, he's on Sesame Street.
Is he? Yep. Yep. He's, people also search for Mr. Snuffleupagus and Oscar the Grouch.
Yeah. Okay. So most people are understanding or they're shaking their head. Yes. And maybe this is one of their favorite characters, but I'm not really sure. Like, why do certain characters like that stand out in our mind? To me, he was like so sweet and so cute. And
that's so funny. And he's not one of the top main characters, is he?
I definitely don't think so because he didn't speak. So
we're going to have to learn more about Slimy and what he brought
to the table.
Yeah.
All right. So how's your weekend been?
It's been really good.
Tell me about it.
We went to a pool party yesterday.
Shut up.
I'm not a big fan of pool parties.
Really? Why? Tell me all about this pool party.
You know what it reminds me of?
What?
Whenever I think of pool parties, I think of this back to school pool party we had in the eighth grade.
Oh.
And I had just gotten boobs over the summer. And then I
like a boob job?
Yeah, I just got my boobs done.
You're not late. You need to clarify for me. I was in eighth grade. Just got
I can't breathe. They just popped in. You know?
Okay, they just came out. Got it. Like the real ones just came out.
The real ones just came out. And I was like, what are these? And everyone else in my class was wondering the same thing.
Of yours or of theirs?
Of, well, I think we'd all, a lot of us
okay,
were getting
them. You weren't like an early bloomer. No, that was eighth grade. So
I don't think I was an early bloomer.
Not really early.
Yeah, I think I was
kind of late.
kind of late to the pool party
right now.
Yeah, the first time you get boobs, it's real weird. Like,
it is.
Do you know what I did? I was so embarrassed.
What?
Like when I started, because you don't really get a boob. Sometimes you just get like a weird nipple at first. Yeah. So my dad just has zero filter. So like he says embarrassing things. So I always just was like preparing for him to say something like, you need a bra or something really weird. Like,
yeah.
So I remember I put Band-Aids over my nipples because I didn't want them to like pop out.
Oh, yeah.
And then it was just, that just showed even more.
The things we do just try to just hide. It's the most, eighth grade.
Why?
What a terrible time.
Oh, no. Hopefully you weren't in your swimsuit with a maxi pad or anything.
Oh, my God. Do you remember maxi pads?
No, I forgot.
Those things. I mean, I hate those dang things.
They are like wearing a banana boat.
It's
They're
true.
Like a banana sundae down there.
Sweating right now, laughing so hard.
It's also really hot up here.
It is.
Okay, back to this pool party. I am so distracted.
Oh, yeah.
That brought back some serious memories.
It brought back some major trauma. And luckily, I powered through and I just wore a dress. I was like, I don't know if I can commit to a swimsuit of this thing.
You just don't know what to expect.
Exactly. No one ended up swimming, so it worked
thank
out.
God. Yeah. What if you were the only one who showed up in like a, like you were ready to swim?
Yeah, with my diving sticks. I was like ready to go.
Diving sticks?
You know those things you throw in the water and you dive for them?
That is not what I was thinking of when you said diving sticks. I don't know what I don't even know. Like sticks that help you dive? Like I was picturing sticks around your, like wrapped around your arms. It's like, I missed diving
like
sticks.
Like some crutches.
Yes. Straight in. Just put those boards on your arms.
I am really sweating right now.
Oh, pool parties bring back a lot for me too. Like super traumatic times.
It's awful. Nobody likes a pool party in the beginning.
No, I highly recommend. So pool parties, number one, should probably be in the evening. Like in just dark.
It should totally be pitch black party.
Pitch black party. And it should require that everybody just pre-games.
Yes.
Before you should be able to feel so confident in that. You should just, I don't know.
And you get like a complimentary scuba suit when you walk in. You're like, here's your suit up for the party.
I think it's more like you don't know what to expect because to be honest, I'll go to a hotel and I will be like, I don't care in your swimsuit or bikini, whatever. But I feel like a pool party is very like, what are we doing here?
Yeah, what's everyone wearing?
What are we wearing? Like, are people, I need to know if we're committed to the swim or not.
Exactly. Do I wear full makeup or do I not?
Are we going to do a pool game?
Yeah. Are we going to
Marco Polo this?
Do I style my hair?
I don't know. I just think that this leaves.
About.
Well, if we ever have a pool party, here's what we're going to do. We're going to be so clear on the invitation that people are just like, wow. Okay. 7 o'clock is 4 shots of tequila. 7:30 is stripped down to a 2-piece or a 1-piece and a swim cap, whatever you prefer.
Yeah,
and we're all going to jump in together holding hands.
Yeah. Now that's a pool party I can get behind.
All right. So this is what we're going to do for your next birthday party.
That's great. It's in November.
Awesome. Perfect. So, well, we can swim in November.
Yeah, we actually can.
So what else happened? So you were in a dress at the pool party.
Yeah, and it went well.
Good. And other people weren't swimming.
Other people. Nobody swam. Not a single soul.
But it was called a pool party?
We did have tacos. Yeah, it was around a pool.
Feels as though it should have just been called a taco party.
Right. I don't know what it
that
is.
There's a lot of misinterpretation.
Just an afternoon party.
Yeah. Just an afternoon party with some water.
Yeah.
Buy some water. So the invitation should have read, come to our afternoon party, buy a body of water.
Buy a pool.
That's all. Do you have a quote?
Yeah.
Do you have a review?
Yes.
Because this is the place, if you want to leave a very nice review, this would be the time to leave it. Evans and I have a thing about reviews. Reviews should only be
happy.
Happy.
Yeah.
If you like them. Or if you feel moved to leave a review. If you have found any value from Evans and I talking about pool parties,
and maxi and pads.
Maxi pads and Slimy the Inchworm, then you should probably leave a review.
Yeah.
A five-star. Let's make that clear. A five-star
review. A five-star review.
And here's why. Let's tell them why. Because we'll send you something super awesome and we'll shout you out, which is so much fun because we feel like you're with us. So who's with us today and who can we send something to?
Alex at Thousand Track Mind.
Oh, I just love that name.
I love that name. They say, I wish there were more than 5 stars to give.
Oh my God, Alex. Great. I'm throwing you an extra star.
This podcast has been life-changing. It inspires me and motivates me. It has helped me to shift my mindset and face my fears.
Wow.
That's great because we're talking about it. I'm so grateful that I found it. Lori Harder and her amazing guests have truly taught me how to earn my happy.
Earn it.
Boom.
Boom. Earn it. Make sure that you send us an email at customerservice@loriharder.com and we are going to send you something super duper awesome. And it won't be a maxi pad.
No, because those are awful.
They are.
They're the worst.
Do you have your quote?
Yeah, it's about fear.
You know why we're talking about fear today?
Tell me why.
Because we're answering questions on fear. All day, every day.
This is a fear-filled episode.
Fear-filled episode. Actually, fear factor. We're like fear-crushing. Remember that show?
Yeah, that I couldn't get into that
constantly
show.
Constantly ate balls on that show.
They really did.
I was like, I can't watch people eat another pair of balls.
Why would they do that?
I don't know. It was either real balls or eyeballs or some sort of balls that I could not get down with. So
no way.
There's that.
Well... Opposite of balls, turn your wounds into wisdom. Oprah Winfrey.
Oh, that's so beautiful.
I love that. Really is nice.
I swear to you, Oprah mothers us on a daily basis even know it. Like she comes up in my sphere every single day.
Me too.
Like yesterday, I was at my friend Christine's wedding shower.
Yeah.
And they did this thing called... Oh, what is that old talk show? It was like where you have to guess what your partner says.
Oh, yeah.
Do you remember what that's called?
Yes, like the wedding show.
Yeah, something like the match.
Some kind of matchmaker show.
Anyway, it was hilarious because they really played it out like a game show.
Yeah.
And one of the questions to her husband, her future husband, Steph, was, who is your wife's celebrity crush? And she was like, oh, well, I wonder if he'll think it's, you know, a guy because I don't think he knows who that is. And she's like, yeah, it's Oprah. And he guessed right.
No, he didn't.
Yes. So anyway, that's long really story cute. Short, you got to hear about what I did yesterday and you got to hear about a little bit of Oprah love.
And I think I found the game.
What was it?
The newlywed game?
Yes, the newlywed game. That's such a fun game for you to play. I'll tell you all about how they did it.
That's cute.
They recorded. So a friend like asked him in real, like recorded a whole Zoom and then they would just hit pause. So they would actually hear and see him
on camera,
like with his answers. So it was so cute to watch him get embarrassed like over certain things.
Yeah.
So, great idea for you and your girlfriends, you know? Okay. So mine is by Nelson Mandela and he sails. He does not sound like that. I learned that courage was not the absence of fear, but the triumph over it. The brave man is not he who does not feel afraid, but he who conquers that fear. And I don't even think I'd use the word conquer because if I'm really going to go and I'm going to correct Nelson Mandela here.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to just
slide in
just
here.
Fix this world leader's quote here. I do want to say the word conquer gives a false pretense. Am I saying that right?
Yeah. Yes. You did. You nailed it. Keep going.
So of the idea that we like get over our fear or we're going to feel like we have it down. And it's funny because yesterday we were all sitting around and there's these women in this room and they're like, I don't know, these epic women who speak all the time on huge stages of anywhere from like, you know, 500 to 15,000 people all of the time.
Mm-hmm.
And every single one of them, we got on this topic of fear and nerves around public speaking.
Yeah.
And every single one of them said, no matter what, like they can do all of the work in the world, but no matter what, they get so nervous right before. And I think that's so freeing to hear because sometimes we can hear like,
If you're making it about you, you're going to be nervous. And you're like, no, I swear to God, I'm not making it about me. Like, I'm just
trying to
I
do
just
it.
Don't want to die. I swear to God. I swear to God.
Why? I think everything hard should be done in voices so that it makes life better.
I think so too. Mm-hmm. But that's good to hear that. Everyone, mm-hmm. no matter how successful, how big you are, how much you've accomplished, you still get scared.
Afraid.
Yeah.
Afraid. F-R-A-I-D.
Still afraid.
I'm so afraid right now.
Help me.
Well, you need to speak more in that accent more often. Your Southern accent. Where's it been?
I don't know.
Well, she's got to come out. She's got to come out at least once on this podcast.
Yeah, for sure.
Maybe in this next question.
Oh, okay.
The old lady.
The old lady.
That one.
This is from at Janae Irvin. How do you get past the fear of the unknown when at an important crossroads in your life? Poor Janae. She does not talk like that. She's probably like,
she might. I don't know.
She might. We don't know.
She might love it.
She might be from South Carolina too.
Say it again so I'm not distracted because I just loved it too much. Okay.
She asked, how do you get past the fear of the unknown when at an important crossroads in your life? Oh, the fear of the unknown. That's a hard one.
How do you get past it? You go through it.
Oh, good answer.
Wow, that
is the worst though. You actually have to go through it.
Yeah, it's awful.
God,
prepare yourself. It's the worst. I mean, if I'm just being, you know, if you want a real podcast right now, I am just going to tell you that the fear of the unknown is just called the life experience of being a human.
Oh,
there's two experiences. It's called stay in your house, do the same thing, resent everyone around you, and really not love your life, or experience the unknown, be in some pain, go through it.
Yeah.
Really, really hate what comes with it sometimes, accept it. And then be happy on the other side and then do it again.
You really, that it's the truth, isn't it?
Unfortunately. But I don't even want to say unfortunately anymore because I've just kind of learned like, oh my God, life is not good or bad. It just all is.
Mm-hmm.
And I keep on, it's funny because this podcast, of course, like is always such a growing experience and everything right down to the name, like earn your happy. Like happiness is amazing and you want to strive for it. But at the mm-hmm. same time, if you're just striving for happiness, you're going to miss your everyday because every day can't be happy.
No.
So it's like striving for a fulfilling day and not all fulfilling days are happy at all. Because some fulfilling days are like, whoa, I just really had to solve problems all day today.
For sure.
But I'm, you know, I feel good about, I got a workout in. I, you know, took care of myself. Yep. I took care of different business things, whatever. And then even on the days, but even that, everything is like everything can spiral and can contradict itself as well. Because mm-hmm. even with that, it's like, some of your best days, you're not going to be doing your best work. Like,
yeah, that's impossible.
It's impossible.
You can't be strong every single day.
Hell no. In fact, I find that they're few and far between. Like some days you're just like, especially if you're going through something
mm-hmm.
and you are facing that fear of the unknown and you are taking a lot of new steps, all your willpower is going towards just like hanging in there.
Yeah, just surviving.
Yeah. Sometimes there's just survival mode in your life. And just that in and of itself is something that you should feel proud of. So how do you face it? You just go through it.
Do you have a little tool that you use whenever you're feeling really, very fearful to kind of snap out of it?
Weed pens. Just kidding. No. Let's see. I don't use a weed pen, but I'm not against it either.
No, you do you.
Yeah, you. I do me.
You do you, I do me.
Do I have a tool for when I'm going through it?
Yeah.
Oh man, so many tools. I surround myself with fun friends.
Mm-hmm.
I support myself in any way that I can. So I actually ask myself, like, how can I support myself right now? When I'm going through something hard, that's one of the most important times for me to attempt to take care of myself through food or sleep.
Yeah.
Because the second I don't get sleep,
everything feels so bad.
Feels so much harder.
I'm depressed. It feels amplified. I get super anxious. So if there's one thing I'm going to take care of first, it's always going to be my sleep.
Mm-hmm.
And my food really also affects my mood in a huge way. So if I'm feeling really anxious or depressed, I'm like, am I drinking a lot of coffee? Because that is not helping me
with
going through something hard, because it's only going to amplify it. So learn the things that make you feel worse for sure. And be like, wait, do I want to feel worse right now? Because this is a clear decision that, you know, if I eat all this sugar or drink all this booze right now, I'm going to feel worse tomorrow. So sometimes we have to make that hard choice to not do the easy thing in order to feel so much better the next day. So if you want to have a good day, you really have to live and you have to look at your present choices.
That's such good advice. And I feel like you and Chris are such good examples of you have those certain things that are always in place that you can just fall back on. No matter how your life is going, you know that you're, hey, we're going to do our best to eat well. Mm. We're going to work out. We're going to move our bodies. And those things really make a difference.
It's everything. It's who you are.
Yeah.
It's who you are as a person. Like we tend to separate like going through things or fear of things with what we're actually doing in our lives. And something that I thought of yesterday, I was on a run and I'm like, wow, no matter what happens, no matter who says something about something, no matter who tries to, you know, there's so much out in the world that we can be afraid of. Someone, you know, starting a company, someone trying to take you down. There's just so much in the news right now that like, if we focus on it, you'll never ever begin. And I thought, there are so many things in your life that you can protect yourself from. Like you literally, your habits can keep you safe if you have your habits in place, whether that is deciding that your response to something for a while is going to be no response. And that's a habit of like, I'm not going to respond right away.
Yeah.
Or your habit of like, oh my God, when things get really overwhelming, I'm going to take care of myself. I'm going to sleep. I'm going to make sure that I keep running and doing all these things or whatever you need. Like your habits, you can create habits in a life that protects you from pretty much everything. So do you have powerful habits? And if not, sometimes that's the most important thing to focus on out of everything.
Yeah.
So making room for that.
Get them started.
Totally. Cultivate. I feel like you have really great habits too, because you're always like, I need my yogs.
I need my yogs or else I'm mean.
Yeah. Well, me too.
Excuse me.
It's allergies right now.
Yeah. Allergies in August.
Yeah, it is. I woke up today and I was like, oh my God, I can't breathe.
It's California.
Yeah.
So should you want another question, Lori?
Yes, please.
Okay. This is from Sir Mix-a-Lot.
Love him.
Sir Yuhi. Why do we often manifest fear in our minds when really fear doesn't actually exist?
Whoa.
I think they just answered their own question.
Why do we manifest it? I think it's actually the way that we are wired. That's a whole other idea that if we can understand that, it's so powerful to know that majority of the things that we are thinking is literally only to protect us. Because back in the day or beginning of time, everybody talks about how we have an ancient brain basically that is meant to protect us.
Right. We're animals.
So why do we And why do we manifest it? It's the same reason the squirrel is always on edge, right?
Yeah.
Snacks. Literally. Snacks is always like, who's going to kill me? Because something probably will.
Yeah.
It's like, is there going to be, what's the type of bird that was a dinosaur?
The flying one? It's not a...
No. The land bird. Although I think there are land birds.
Penguins? Can that be considered a land bird?
It is. It's not a dinosaur, it's definitely a land bird.
I sound smart on this podcast every time.
Well, I catch you up. Clearly, I'm asking you the questions, so...
I know it's not a T-Rex.
It's not. Why can't I think of it?
I've
watched Jurassic Park so many times. Please, for the love of God, help me.
It's called Pterodactyl?
Pterodactyl. Oh my God. Pterodactyl. This is so good. We can't make this stuff up that we don't know this. All right. So we knew it at one time.
People are yelling.
We knew it at one time. And you know what? I bet I could even think of the pterodactyl's name from A Land Before Time. Just not right now. All right. He was cute.
Yeah, that's a great movie.
It really is. We mm-hmm. should watch that. Okay. No, let's not. I couldn't ever sit through it.
Oh, no. It's very sad. Isn't it very sad?
They all are. All Disney movies are. Actually, I just watched The Lion King and I was like, this is so intense. I can hardly take it. I was like, this is too much for a child.
It is a lot. Did you watch the old one or the new one?
I just watched the new. I've seen both, but I just watched the new one. It was intense, man. I was like, this is between the animals looking so cute and just like everything that goes down in that movie. My heart was just like, I don't know.
In a million pieces.
In a million pieces. So what was that question again?
So why do we manifest fear in our minds when really fear doesn't actually exist?
Back to the squirrel. So kind of funny.
Yeah.
But it's a squirrel.
Yep.
All right. So back to that though, it's like we have to, it's like we walk around thinking of everything that could happen and we're making up escape plans, but we really don't have to do that much anymore because we're pretty safe.
Yeah.
So now our different things that we could be thinking about are more just like business and family and keeping those things afloat because we really don't have to worry about living in a cave or things coming to attack us as much, right?
Right.
Unless you live in LA or New York or something like that, you do want to be aware.
Of your surroundings.
You do want to be aware. But with that said, you know, if that's what you're focused on, it's really tough to have room for a lot of other things in your mind. So mm-hmm. I think that you stay aware. So I think in order to be aware, what you can do, because some people are like actually afraid to not be afraid. Yeah. I've literally met people and I've even thought this in my head, like if I'm not afraid or have fears of what could happen or play out worst case scenario, then I won't be ready for them. And it's like, okay, so think mm-hmm. about it for a minute. Think of what you would do and then be like covered, letting it go.
Yeah.
So if you feel like a little unsafe without your fear, just be like, okay, that could happen. Great. Letting it go. Now, I think it's a whole other level when with like moms with children, because I even before having kids, like I am actually already starting to work on this as like, how mm-hmm. am I not going to be afraid when they walk out the door? Like, what is something that I'm going to say to myself or think of or make peace with or whatever that is? And, mm-hmm. and truly it's like knowing that number one, you have no control as far as what happens out there, but doing your best internally and in your home and making them aware and also understanding, you know, what's your higher belief around everything. So for me, it's like having a higher belief of just trust and faith in my faith and in God and in what happens and knowing that you can recover from everything and make meaning from everything. There's so many different things that I'm saying here, but you get the basic
all very
idea
important
of,
things.
Yeah. I think in order to get over fear, you have to have a lot of really, you have to work on your faith.
That's, I love that. In order to get over your fear, you have to work on your faith. You should write that down. I'll write it down for you.
I'm like, great. I have a phone. I could do that.
Yeah. That's great advice though. There's a book that Oprah had this guest on a bunch of times. It's more of a self-defense type book. It's called The Gift of Fear.
Oh.
I listened to it. It's really interesting.
Do tell.
But there are also things, I mean, I think fear, it talks about fear is important in many mm-hmm. different ways because it kind of alerts you like, oh, this person kind of gives me a weird feeling in my belly. Like, listen to that.
Totally.
But also it's kind of like when you're starting a new business or something. Oh, this is kind of scary me. But mm-hmm. it's a good kind of scared mm-hmm. because you're going to something that's unknown and you've never done before. And why not give it a shot?
I can say so much about that because I can also tell you that I think without a healthy amount of fear in your life, you actually aren't feeling fulfilled as a human.
Mm-hmm.
Like I think that that is the only way that we grow is through that stretching and expansion mm-hmm. of, you know, people can call it discomfort or whatever you want, but it's usually discomfort because you're afraid of something that you have not done before. Like I think that the root cause of pretty much everything that we view as not good is fear. But mm-hmm. fear is also, I always say like in my life, like when I feel a lot of fear, it's like the X that marks the exact spot for where I need to go.
Yeah.
And so I always think that whenever I think of fear, I'm like, oh shit. Like that's exactly where I need to go right now.
Growth is coming.
Oh.
Yay.
But super yay. So there's that. So Evans, any last imparting wisdom. She's like, we have to take this part out.
I do.
Oh, she loves it. No, you always have some.
I have something. Okay. Remember that show Hanging with Mr. Cooper?
Yes.
one episode, he said, face your fear and it will disappear.
Oh, and he's right.
Oh, he was so right.
You can do it.
God, you know what's crazy? We could go down every spiral and like try to give you all of the answers. And that's the only answer there is.
Face your fear and it'll disappear. Mr. Cooper.
1992.
Hanging with Mr. C.
He had good tennies.
He did. Okay. Great show.
Great show. Sending love, you guys. And until next time, hang with Mr. Cooper.
Hang with Mr. Cooper.
Goodbye, everyone. Thank you guys so much for spending this time with me on the Earn Your Happy podcast. I am so glad that you stopped by. If you could take 1 second to share this episode with someone you think would love it, that would be absolutely amazing. And we would be forever grateful. Also, please leave us a review if you feel so moved by going to iTunes and leaving us an honest thought, an honest comment. Tell us what you think. Tell us what you want to hear more of. It would really help us out on our journey to helping thousands and thousands of people. Until then, don't forget to earn your happy. Thanks again, guys. Bye-bye.